Mad Scientific Detective Number 137596.
Sam, no matter what anyone says, I'll stand by you. You're nothing of the sort.
Not scientific?
Of course not. You're two-fisted.
Well, thanks, Effie. And that ain't all, Effie. I was actually mistaken for a convolutional melancholiac.
Oh, Sam, are you all right now?
Wrong diagnosis, Angel. It turned out to be melancholia catatonica.
Oh, you poor darling. What is that?
Well, it's a thing where you lie motionless and silent with fixed eyes and indifference to surroundings. Unquote.
Sam, what happened to you? What hospital are you in? Can I bring you anything?
No, Effie, I am now at large. Pull down the blinds, check the corridors for men in little white coats, and set a bottle in the window if the coast is clear.
Oh.
I'll be right down to dictate my report on the mad scientist caper.
Dashiell Hammett, America's leading detective fiction writer and creator of Sam Spade, the hard-boiled private eye, and William Spear, radio's outstanding producer-director of mystery and crime drama, join their talents to make your hair stand on end with the adventures of Sam Spade.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanksgiving. What a memorable day. We've certainly come a long way since that day in 1648 when the Indian stepped out of the forest and presented an armful of turkeys and a basket of grain to Captain Crosby. What brave people. They were a small, struggling minority who gathered together and fought the hardships of the country. They called themselves Pilgrims, which was later changed to Republicans. The Indians were very kind and brought the Pilgrims good luck and security, which is more than I can say for my Indians. Just picture the excitement aboard the Mayflower as they reached America, and the captain shouts, "Look, it's America, just as Drew Pearson predicted." Of course, Thanksgiving has changed from the days of the Pilgrims. Today, a turkey costs more than the whole Mayflower did. And the Pilgrims would be amazed to see how a modern housewife prepares Thanksgiving dinner. She uses a frozen turkey, frozen peas, frozen carrots, and frozen cranberries. When she's through, she doesn't say dinner's ready. She just points at the food and says, "Mush." They had a United Nations dinner in Washington. The dinner took 8 hours. Every time someone tried to pass anything, Russia vetoed it. But it's a wonderful season, Thanksgiving. Of course, all my relatives will be over for Thanksgiving dinner. I know they will. They're circling over the house now. I went down and ordered our turkey at the supermarket this morning. Supermarket, that's the Taj Mahal with cantaloupes. I wanted to be sure of a nice turkey for Thanksgiving, so I walked up to the butcher and said, "Can a medium-sized hen be reserved?" He said, "Some of them can, but you got to watch out for the redheads." Of course, you can buy a turkey almost cooked, and one store in Beverly Hills really overdoes it. Instead of just basting the turkeys, they turn them over every hour and massage them with lanolin plus. Everybody's shopping. When I walked in the supermarket, the manager got a grocery cart for me. I said, "Why do you always give me a cart with a squeaky wheel?" He said, "We've only got one store, Detective Hope. We can't watch everybody." Jack Benny was in the store doing his Thanksgiving shopping. He's been there all day. Somebody told him there were 18,000 cranberries in a quart. But Jack was glad when he finished counting. The store had tried to jip him. The bag they sold him was 3 cranberries short. Liberace's having a tough time getting a turkey, but that's understandable. It's pretty hard to find one shaped like a piano, don't you think? But I'll never forget Thanksgiving when I was a kid back in Cleveland. It was really fascinating to watch my brother eat. He was the first kid in Cleveland who had teeth with power steering. 1 year, Dad took pictures of us kids eating, but they came out a little blurred. No camera has yet been invented that can work at that speed. But Thanksgiving is a time of goodwill when we share our blessings with those less fortunate than ourselves. They have that spirit even in Washington. In fact, there's hardly a Republican who isn't inviting a Democrat to Thanksgiving dinner.
So Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
Good evening, enjoy Glenn Miller with the Four Modern Airs.
Music for listening, music for dancing, music for anything on Big Band Swings.
Artie Shaw, Concerto for Clarinet.
Thank you.
How high can you go? Artie Shaw and Concerto for Clarinet. I'm Lee for the Big Band Swings Line on 88.7 and on the web at krvs.org. Lee Wiley sings Harold Arlen. Let's Fall in Love.
A chance, why be afraid of it? Let's close can try to make a go of it. We've an evening for each other. Fall in
Welcome to the big band Swings and Sways program with Frank Sinatra, and he's accompanied by Tommy Dorsey.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening from 88.7 on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we're in the Hotel Biltwell on campus, high atop the well-built Hotel Biltwell in the lovely Avocado Room. Here's Tommy Dorsey playing his theme song, Getting Sentimental Over You. Maestro, please play pretty. And Edith Wright will sing right.
tonight. I mustn't think of him. Music, maestro, please. Tonight I must forget those precious hours, but no hearts and flowers play. Your lilting melodies, ragtime, jazz time, swing, any old thing to help me ease the pain that solitude can bring. He used to like waltzes, so please don't play a waltz. He danced divinely, and I loved him so. But there I go, tonight I mustn't think of him. No more memories. So play, tonight I must forget. Music, maestro, please.
done by Tommy Dorsey and the guys, and Jack Leonard sang along with Male Chorus. I'm Lee for 88.7 KRVS. We're available on the web where we stream the audio 24/7. You can grab a podcast at the website, which is krvs.org. Visit the Facebook page for KRVS, KRVS Public Media. Edith Wright's back, this time with Tommy Dorsey and the Clambake Seven. Lady is a Tramp. For some more Frank Sinatra, before he was a big, huge star, but he was a rising star. And before he worked with Axel Stardahl and Tommy Dorsey, he worked with Harry James. Here's a cut from those Harry James, the Harry James era. All or Nothing at All on Big Band Swings and Sways.
All or Nothing at All. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. All or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in-between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weep. And my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no. All or nothing at all.
Harry James backing Frank Sinatra back in the mid-1930s, and it was in the early 1970s when Harry James came to New Iberia and played at the New Iberia Senior High Auditorium. I believe it was it in the middle of the week or was it on a weeknight? I can't really remember, but yeah, I was just a very young pup and got to hear some, before he went to his reward, Harry James live in New Iberia. Here we are on the radio from 88.7. on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Lee Klein-Peter. Glad to be with you at the Avocado Room. This will take us back to 1928 for Jimmy McHugh's Bostonians, who are also known as the Whoopee Makers, also known as Ben Pollock and his orchestra. The bottom line is that one of the sidemen went on to become a very, very famous trombonist, Jack Teagarden, and they're doing for us the Whoopee Stomp.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Lee Klein, Peter, your host for Big Band Swings and Sways, going back to 1928 for Louis Armstrong and Earl Father Hines. Mr. Hines on that little baby piano and maybe the celesta. And they'll do for us the lovely Basin Street Blues. Good evening. We'll jump to 1935 for the same song, another New Orleans Louis Prima and his New Orleans Gang, Basin Street Blues.
Da 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 da. Hey boy, in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You never know how nice it seems, or just how much it really means. La 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 la. Dear to me, oh yes, sirree. Can't you see, yes, sirree, can't you see? I'll never lose, oh, those good old Basin Street blues.
Undecided. I don't know whether to take 90 all the way back to New Iberia or get off in Broussard and get on Pinhook 182. In the meantime, Ella Fitzgerald, back by Chick Webb, Undecided.
You don't love me, I wish you'd say so. I love you so much much, honey. I just got to know. I'm just a fool for you. What are you gonna do?
Backing her, Chick Webb, and it was Ella Fitzgerald, Undecided. In July of 1944 in Omaha, Nebraska, Woody Herman was on the radio playing. And here's somebody had recorded it. Here's one of the songs from that show, Early Autumn. I'll get to see you before next Thursday. Hope you get to spend some quality time with good friends and good family. And have a great meal on Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving and happy Big Band Swings. I'm Lee Kleinpeter from the Avocado Room at KRVS. And Freeburg, Stan Freeburg's got some thoughts on Thanksgiving.
There under the trees was a great success. And a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well,
and
I...
all of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimmings.
Yeah, right? Well, I...
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they look so much alike
we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups. Already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look